We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are on the line with Father Paul Sile of St. Bernadette's Church. And of course, Father, we find out the huge news on Wednesday that it's now official. Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone is out. And now that it's official, what does this mean for the healing of the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo?
Well, I think with the appointment of the apostolic administrator from the Diocese of Albany, I think with the bishop in temporarily, but still with the powers, the authority of a bishop, I think his press conference today made really everything very clear about what needs to happen. This healing, this outreach, this type of sense of he really hit the idea that we have to be a family who comes together even in these difficult times, to help each other to heal, to help each other to move forward, to help each other to make reparations and do whatever we can for victims, and also to try to heal a lot of the pain, the hurt, the wounds that have come in the Diocese of Buffalo, especially in the last several years.
How would you characterize within, priests such as yourself, this current moment where there's so much uncertainty about what's going to be the long-term future of the Diocese of Buffalo? We have Scharfenberger in town for at least the interim for now, but what's the feeling just long-term? Is there a lot of uncertainty?
You know what? I couldn't really speak to that as much because I don't speak to, huge numbers of priests about it. I mean, but from what I hear from the few to whom I have spoken, it's really a time of, everybody is expressing kind of a sigh of relief that there is real hope and that things are going to, can do nothing but get better. They're not, hopefully not going to get worse. So we don't think they are. We think they're really going to be better. I don't know if you're aware, but at quarter of two today, the bishop, the new apostolic administrator, he had a conference call with any priests who could call in. We got announcement of it through email about an hour before. And just listening to him speak to the priests on the telephone as we all dialed in the number and got our, on the conference call, just hearing him speak about the fact that he considers himself a brother to us, that he wants to be there for us, that even though he's the Bishop of Albany, he will dedicate time for us and he will give us his personal phone number that we can reach out to him or text him. Those are all things that we have not experienced in the last several years in our diocese, and things that at times like this, when so many difficult things are happening, it's really wonderful to know that there is somebody there to whom you can turn, who does have authority and can listen and can even help to make some changes.
So when it comes to public comments, I'm sure you probably heard his press conference today. He was saying a lot of really the same things that Malone was saying, just obviously coming from a different person. But in this case, even behind the scenes, it sounds like he's really making a concerted effort to connect with the local clergy. He's reaching out to you guys in a conference call, giving out his cell phone number and saying, hey, if you need anything, call me. At least from the outside looking in, it just seems like he's being very transparent with you guys. Am I characterizing that right?
I think you are, and that's exactly the same way that I would characterize it. Maybe he says some of the same words that the previous bishop said, but the meaning, the sincerity, the transparency, the positive qualities that he brings at this time are desperately needed by the priests. And he acknowledged, too, on this conference call that the parish priests are the ones in the trenches who have the experience, who have to meet people face-to-face when there are difficulties. And because of that, and his acknowledging of that, just the very simple acknowledging of that, kind of draws us into a better relationship with the hierarchy of the church, and especially with our downtown office, especially with the new apostolic administrator.
Paul, do you expect more people to start coming back to churches such as St. Bernadette now that Bishop Malone is out?
I would not expect any immediate, quick response. I think that these are all going to be building steps that will take time You know, to think that this weekend the churches are going to be filled to where they were several years ago. No, I don't think so. But at least we, in my own heart, I know that things apparently are changing, at least to some degree, and that's the best we can do right now and the most positive step we can make right now. And hopefully there will be some people who see this and say, you know, well, okay, I don't want to give up my whole faith over this mess that has happened in the church, not only at Buffalo, but around the world. So hopefully there will be some people coming back, and over time, people will come back, I hope.
What did you make of Bishop Malone's statement this morning, where he again characterized his resignation as an early retirement?
Well, it was somewhat unfortunate, particularly in view of the fact that Rocco Palmo on WBN made it particularly clear, and I think everybody realized that in canon law and under church law, even the most casual observer like myself, who doesn't know church law, even the most casual of us, we know that that was kind of wordplay. There's no such thing as early retirement for a bishop. So I would characterize it as, you know, it's just, you know, more of the same, but the same now is over, so we got to look to the future.
And now that he's Bishop Emeritus, Bishop Malone, you know, he's still able to get some of, I guess, the perks of being a member of the clergy as a result of this resignation and disgrace. Just generally speaking, do you agree with that he should still be able to, you know, have that rank, so to say, and be able to have all the perks associated with it?
I'm very cautious about that because I really need to wait and see what truly happens. Under church law, there are provisions made for any retired bishop and even for some resigned bishops. So that's just the way it is right now. I myself, it doesn't particularly make me happy, but I also know that there are priests who've done awful things who, you know, it's very hard to just throw someone out at a particular age and expect them to kind of make their own way. I'm very mixed on that whole thing. I would just say I'd like to, you know, I'm going to wait and see what happens, but that for us at least is in the past. Whatever continues with any benefits or that's not, you know, it's not really my concern as much as trying to help people be healed. And as far as that might hurt that, well, then it's a concern. But to be honest with you, I'm just happy that we're going now, I believe, in the right direction, and that there's a great opportunity for healing and peace in our diocese.
And Paul, I think the last question I've got for you today is, Charlie had mentioned that there's an investigation into the law firm that's behind the Diocese of Buffalo. You know, Charlie, he made it public for the first time today. Did you happen to catch that, and do you have any thoughts on that?
Honestly, I did not hear that. Was that during the news conference or some other workplace?
He mentioned it during his questioning of Scharfenberger, just seeing if you had a response.
I have to tell you, we have mass here, other things going on. So I did not really have a chance or an opportunity to hear that part of the press conference. I did record it. I'll go back over and look at it, and I'm sure there'll be more developments on it. But I'm not really aware of any investigation into that. I'm not at all aware of anything like that, so.
All right. Well, if you go back, listen to the audio, you hear it. And if there's anything else that you wanted to mention, feel free to give us a call back. While we have you, is there anything else you want to get out?
No, Mike, I'm grateful that we're going through a change in the diocese, and I'm just hoping for the best. And I think that's all of the Catholics in Western Europe can do.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.